All right. First of all, thank you for talking with me about Brownfest. If I remember correctly, it's the third annual this year in Washington, right?
That's correct. Yes, this is the third annual. We're super excited about it.
And for those, I know basically most people around here know what Brownfest is and what it's about and everything, but for those who maybe are new to the area or haven't heard of it before, can you give me a little rundown of what it's for and what we can expect?
Absolutely. So this is an annual fundraiser for KB Strong, Fighting the Fight. And KB Strong is a non-for-profit foundation that we started when my husband passed away in June of 2019 of glioblastoma. And glioblastoma is a very aggressive brain cancer that affects approximately 13,000 people in the U.S. every year. So Kevin battled hard, and there was an intensity in his battle that's just the way he coached basketball. So people who have watched him coach before. But unfortunately, he lost that battle. And one of the things we do with Brownfest is we like to bring people, friends and family together for that cause. And that is something that people, you know, the relaxing Kevin Brown, he would be known to, you know, hat on backwards, maybe an adult beverage in his hand and live music, which he loved. And so it's an opportunity to bring people together to raise money for glioblastoma and research, as well as local patients who are battling the same thing.
I know last year you probably fought the battle of dealing with all of this in the height of COVID. What does that look like? What did that look like last year? And what changes are there this year as it relates to COVID?
Yeah, last year was rough and a little uncertainty going into it. But the great thing about our event, and it is the same thing this year, for the most part, it's all outside. So it's at Five Points in Washington, which is a great venue because people can spread out as much as they want. I know there were people who attended last year who, you know, had not been out in that type of setting. And again, with that uncertainty, they were able to take their lawn chairs, still hear the bands, and really remove themselves from the group. So this year we'll have that same type of setup.
And I was looking at the schedule. It looks like there's music pretty much all day, starting early in the afternoon until late in the night, right?
Absolutely. That live music was one of Kevin's favorite things to get away and relax. And so we start the morning with a 5K run walk, which we added a 1 mile walk for those who don't want to do the full 5K. That's at 10, and then we have a bags tournament at 11:30. The Craig Gertis Band, which is one of our favorites, is at 1 o'clock. We're going to try a little karaoke with TJ Bogar, which is a great singer who is related to one of Kevin's best friends growing up, and so he's going to lead a little karaoke session as a filler. Stone Cold Cowboys, which has been with us all 3 years and do a great job, at 5, and then we're trying something different this year and doing Howl at the Moon or Howl to Go, dueling pianos in the night from 8 to 11.
I've heard great things about dueling pianos. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's incredible. So
you need to get out there, Dalton. It's a lot of fun.
I know. I was just thinking I might have to go just for the bags tournament too, obviously for this great cause, first of all, but the bags tournament entices me.
That's great, and we have some great giveaways. We're doing some, we have some bags made with KB Strong and they're gray, of course, for brain cancer. And then the bags are personalized KB Strong as well. So I do think that might be a part of the prize. So everybody needs to get out there and register. You can register for the 5K, the 1 mile walk, as well as the bags tournament by going to the KB Strong Fighting the Fight Facebook page. And if you look at the events, then the registrations are on there. So we'd love to have you.
Awesome. I was also going to say, I love with this event, we talked about this last year and also this year. I love how with this event, obviously it's a fundraiser in honor of Kevin and everything. I love how it really is, you can feel him intertwined in this event too, because you mentioned he loved live music and all these other things. And that obviously plays a role in the planning of this, it seems like.
Absolutely. And we've met, you know, unfortunately, there are more people than what you would think in our area that have been affected by glioblastoma, either as a patient or a loved one, friend family, and we found that this is a great avenue to bring all those different families together to celebrate. For instance, we have Eric Thompson, who's the lead singer of Stone Cold Cowboys, and Eric, 3 years ago, when he agreed to be the band for our very first Brown Fest in 2019, had never heard of glioblastoma. Well, since we got together last year for Brown Fest, his uncle, what he would call his hero, actually was affected and diagnosed with glioblastoma, Robin, and he has since passed. So this one might be a little emotional for Eric,
right,
for those who follow Stone Cold Cowboys, because it's just amazing how he came into our life in this kind of setting, and now it takes on a totally different twist for him.
Yeah, completely different than what it was a couple years ago even, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was also going to ask you, I know that there's obviously, they're actually having the groundbreaking today for the Cancer Institute that OSF is building. What kind of difference would that make for cancer patients in the area and different things like that? I know it's been something that has been highly touted, and I've heard people say it's going to be a great help in the community. Can you speak to that?
I really, to be honest, don't know a lot about some of the detail, but I have heard the same thing in the medical, from the medical folks, that this is just going to be an amazing benefit for those of us in the area, and it'll probably bring a lot of patients to the area. You know, the one thing I would say with a lot of confidence is I hope that they have a real big focus on brain cancer and specifically glioblastoma, selfishly.
Yeah, I get that. How has things been with the foundation in the last year? I know, obviously, I mentioned how it was tough for everybody due to COVID. What things were you able to do, and how were things in the last year with the foundation?
People have been so generous, and I can't thank our sponsors of the different events, the people who support KB Strong. You know, my goal someday is that KB Strong is going to be like a Susan G. Komen. You know, when you go and you're hit with a glioblastoma diagnosis, that you start searching and you find KB Strong as being that outlet for you, whether it be information. This last year we started a new group called Heroes. That stands for honoring each, remembering ours, and expanding support. And that's focused not only on the patient, but it's focused on the loved ones who need that support and need to talk to somebody who's been through what they're going through. And we're going to have some spin-offs of some support groups or emotional support groups, starting with spouses and significant others. So been able to do that during COVID, that's very exciting, and that comes from all the support that we get from the community. We've had a golf outing, our first annual golf outing, which was very successful. Had that back in May. We have a couple annual events that we'll start introducing. One of them will be a leadership luncheon that we hope will attract not only the corporate world, but coaching and education. We haven't been able to have that yet due to COVID. And then the tournament, of course, you know, the Kevin Brown Memorial Tournament of Champions that happens in Washington over Thanksgiving. That was, of course, unfortunately canceled for the first time last year. But we're really excited about that. There's an unbelievable level of talent coming again this year. And so that will be the Tuesday through Saturday of the Thanksgiving week. And that is also money from that tournament does get donated to KB Strong as well.
And one thing I wanted to touch on there was, I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to ask you, it really seems like you have built a support system for people who are maybe heading into the unknown, maybe someone they know got diagnosed, and you've lived it and you know how tough it is. So it seems like you guys have built that support system for people to know that they're not alone, right?
Absolutely. And I found, you know, so many people reached out to me or connected me with somebody after Kevin passed away, letting them know that KB Strong is out there. And in a way, it talking to folks, it gives me just an ounce of feeling like I have a little control. There's something I can do about it. You know, obviously, glioblastoma took my husband of 27 years, and I want to be able to be a part of the solution. So that has been helpful. For instance, this morning before we got on the phone, I just met with a lady who's just an absolute sweetheart, Jerry, over in Bloomington, and she was recognized today as our ninth Warrior Fund recipient. And so she has surgery on Friday, and so we're all cheering her on. And so it just, it makes you feel that connection. You feel like you're making a difference for people, and in a weird way, it's, you know, somewhat therapeutic for me to feel like I'm actually doing something to help.
Yeah, and you can know that you don't have to just feel like you're making a difference. I can tell you are through all of this. So before I let you go, though, I want to be able to touch on all the details for the event. It's September 4th, right? And we kind of touched on the schedule of events, but it starts at 10 a.m. on September 4th at Five Points Washington?
Correct.
All right.
Yep.
And go ahead.
Like you said, full day, and it'll end about 11 o'clock that night. We are going to do bouncy houses. We have, of course, the cash bar, great silent auction items. Those people who are sports fans, we have a lot of great signed, autographed items in the silent auction for some of our local kids who have made it out of the area and are playing at a really high level right now. So I'm really excited about some of that. We also will be doing some raffles, and one of those is going to include a personalized KB Strong Papa Shot. So we're super excited about that as well. I think that'll be a hot item that all of us are wanting to get. So,
yeah, that sounds awesome. I'd love to have that. But
make it out there, Dalton.
I will. I'm planning on it. I thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it. I appreciate you letting me know about everything with this event and how things are going with the foundation. And I hope, like I told you before we started recording, I hope the weather is as nice as it has been this week as we get closer towards then.
I appreciate that, Dalton. And I really appreciate you helping us to raise awareness, because that's the start. You know, with awareness becomes, you know, funds, and funds is research, and, you know, research hopefully is what improves outcomes and ultimately finds a cure. The one thing I will mention on top of that, when you think of research, is you said since last year we have given, we've met 80,000 of our $150,000 commitment to the University of Illinois College of Medicine Peoria, to a lab there focused on brain cancer, but, you know, our money goes towards glioblastoma, and so we're hoping to make a big contribution again after Brown Fest this year.
Awesome. That is great. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a successful event, and I actually hope to see you there.
Sounds good, Dalton. We look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.